This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his visit to Nice, France, after holding extensive discussions with French President Emmanuel Macron and participating in a series of engagements aimed at deepening the India-France Special Global Strategic Partnership. More from our correspondent.
The visit witnessed several important outcomes across technology, innovation, and economic cooperation. The most significant was the adoption of the India-France Innovation Roadmap 2030, providing a framework for collaboration in artificial intelligence, startups, research, skilling, and innovation ecosystems. Prime Minister Modi and President Macron also jointly inaugurated Bharat Innovates, bringing together more than 120 Indian startups, leading academic institutions, investors, and technology leaders. The two countries announced the creation of a joint India-France AI Working Group on AI governance, launched an economic security dialogue focusing on critical technologies and resilient supply chains, and agreed to establish a high-level annual mechanism to pursue the goal of doubling bilateral trade over the next 5 years. Another key outcome was the establishment of a National Center of Excellence for Skilling in Aeronautics and Allied Sectors at NSTI Kanpur, aimed at strengthening workforce readiness in aviation and aerospace. Beyond innovation and technology, the leaders reviewed cooperation in defense, space, civil nuclear energy, connectivity, and global affairs, reaffirming their shared commitment to a future-oriented partnership. The visit underscored the growing strategic convergence between India and France and their common vision for innovation-led growth and global stability. Shailesh Menon for Akashvani News, Nice, France.
After concluding his visit to Nice, France, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived at Slovakian capital Bratislava for the maiden visit. He will be received by Slovak Foreign Minister Jura Blanár in a short while. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be accorded a ceremonial welcome this morning. Upon his arrival at Bratislava, Slovakian musicians welcomed him with a rendition of Vande Mataram. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said India's space economy is poised to grow from the current $8 to $9 billion to nearly $40 to $45 billion for the next decade. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, the minister said this growth is driven by policy reforms, growing private participation, and a rapidly expanding innovation ecosystem. In Maharashtra, 8 devotees, including children, died after a pickup vehicle carrying them fell into a roadside well in Solapur district yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the accident. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that his thoughts are with the bereaved families during this hour of grief and prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. The Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased. He added that the injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis expressed grief at the tragic incident. He also announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees to the families of those who died in the accident. The Criminal Investigation Department, CID, has interrogated Trinamool Congress MP Abhishek Banerjee for over 9 hours for his alleged involvement in the signature forgery case of party MLAs. According to the sources, the agency interrogated Trinamool Congress MLA Kunal Ghosh and Abhishek Banerjee face-to-face at the CID headquarters in Kolkata. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has released the admit cards for the NEET TOG re-examination for admission to undergraduate medical courses. Candidates can download their admit cards from the NTA's official website, neet.nta.nic.in. The re-examination is scheduled to be held on 21st of this month from 2 p.m. to 5:15 p.m. NTA has advised the candidates that they should verify their bank account details for a refund before downloading the admit cards. On the third day of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Germany defeated World Cup debutant Curaçao in 7-1 in a Group E match at Houston in the United States. Germany scored most of their goals in the second half to secure an easy victory. In ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India defeated Pakistan by 64 runs in a Group A match at Edgbaston in Birmingham. Batting first after winning the toss, India posted 170 runs in their allotted 20 overs. In reply, Pakistan were bundled out for 106 runs in 17 overs, falling short of the target. Deepthi Sharma was adjudged the player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.